Rubicon Theater Company celebrates Black History Month with the West Coast premiere of The Devil's Music, The Life and Blues of Bessie Smith, starring singer and actress Misha Braden of the original off-Broadway production. Set in 1937 in Memphis, Bessie and her musicians have been turned away from performing at a whites-only theater. Finding a hospitable gin joint, Bessie recounts her incredible journey from an impoverished childhood in Chattanooga to her fortuitous rise as a show-stopping singer. Get your tickets now for this incredible show at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura, now playing Wednesdays through Sundays through March 12th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to rubicontheater.org.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome back, everyone. And of course, I'm so excited for all of you to be here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number to call in. We want to hear from all of you. I want to hear just really that you're doing a great job and that you're living your life on the brighter side. So again, I want to give out that number, 805-419-0008. 1-800-878-8508. If you miss any part of our show, you can go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or my podcast, iTunes/The Kim Pagano. And again, I want to just give away some great things. We always love to give back on our show. All right. I do want to talk about our guests that are going to be coming on. And of course, we've got Steve Allen. And of course, he is the media specialist. He helps me book, and he is also booking with Conscious, and I love that. So he's the president of Steve Allen Media. Also joining us is Erica Vetrini, and we're going to be talking about Sunday brunches, and then we're going to talk with Leslie Shore about Listen to Succeed. So again, I always want to start my show with a little bit of motivation. You might be scared, and you might be afraid, but don't stop trying. And so again, thank you so much for being here. We've got Matt Michaels here, and of course he came in early with me. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely, having so much fun.
And of course he brought his coffee, and of course it's all about Gear Grinders coffee.
But first,
yes,
coffee.
There you go.
Absolutely.
But first, coffee. Exactly. And and I know you were giving some away on the other show. Should we give them some to the listeners now?
Why not?
Okay.
We'll let them choose.
Okay.
Once they call in, I'll give them a few options, and we'll send them a bag of some fresh coffee.
There you go.
Kick off that new year the right way.
There you go. All right. Again, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way, waking up here with us on the Kim Pagano Show. Let's invite Steve Allen. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim Pagano.
How are you, Steve Allen?
You know, I'm living on the brighter side.
You are. You always have been.
You know, and I continue to live on the brighter
side. I love what you do. And in fact, you know, this was like perfect because this is, I said to myself, and it's funny, May was on our first show. She's amazing. And we were talking about choosing your words well and really your affirmations. And I'm like, okay, this is the year that I'm going to take my show all over the world. That is where I'm going. And and I know
we've been out in a hot air balloon.
I know.
You're
see,
just talking to the world as you float.
There you go.
How about broadcasting from an air balloon? How about that, Steve?
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about. As the air balloon goes, she's just broadcasting everywhere. Just keep, you know.
There you go. I love that. So, Steve, tell everybody a little bit about who you are, and also Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also. Right back at you, and you too, Matt.
Thank you, Steve.
You know, PR with a Conscious. We're celebrating our 25th year.
Congratulations.
We're an 8-member team. We're in 3 different cities in beautiful America. You know, people approach us, Kim, because they have a message or a product or a book, something in their heart they'd like to get out there. And just like a lot of things, the PR umbrella is getting bigger and bigger nowadays. And our specialty in that PR, underneath that PR umbrella, we're really good at getting clients on Dr. Oz or, USA Today or, Mommy Bloggers, Huffington Post. So we actually get our clients on the media talking about their expertise.
I love that. I love that. How did you start? Tell us, let's back up 25 years.
Oh.
Exactly.
Hey, that's only a few years ago, Steve.
I know. Matt, I'm digging you more, dude. Thanks. 25 years ago, my wife approaches me and says, Steve, we have $108 in our account. I'm going to give birth to our fourth child coming up just about 4 more weeks from now. What do you think, big guy? Where do you think we're going? You want to get out of the acting world? Because I was an actor my whole life.
We
moved out here to get off the stage and try different, some TV world, and I was the father of the ugly baby on the Seinfeld series, which is sort of my claim to fame.
I love it.
Johnny Depp took me down in 21 Jump Street playing that bad drug dealer. And 90210, the older shows.
Oh,
show. Guest starring this week type of stuff.
There you go.
But it just wasn't, and I was clicking in closer and closer. In my late 30s, I was getting very close to 40. And I was like, okay, and I've been doing this a long time. And it's almost one of those things where you ask for guidance. When do you come home from the racetrack? When is you're going to win the next race? And, we are always able to keep our noses clean, and we were okay. But as my wife pointed out, we were sort of renting everything, and we had children, and there's braces coming up and all this other stuff. So I had just started a PR company with a guy, and I said, what do you think if I had three part-time jobs, and that was one of them. Besides my acting world, and I said, what if I let go of everything and went with you full time? Because I'm sort of feeling this PR stuff. They said, come on, man. I'll teach you more. Let's do it. You'd be really good at it. Well, you know, which was a good move, and you know, put some heavy time in. After about 3.5 years, I actually sort of went off on my own. And Steve Allen Media has been this way for a long time.
I love it. And you know what? I have to vouch for you guys because you do a great job. You do a really good job, and wow, your team, too. I really appreciate that. So what is the first thing that you should do to introduce yourself to the media?
Well, you know, the first thing is to live on the bright side and realize that you really are beautiful. And really okay.
Such a great headline there.
I love that. Thank you very, very much.
You know, and to realize that, you know, I can't. Well, baloney, yes, you can do that.
Step out into the world,
you know,
right?
Oh, enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know, give up. Oh, my, you know, I can't. You know, I'm lesser. Well, if you think you're lesser, guess what?
You're going to be. Yeah.
And if you really do believe and you're getting these big intuitive hits and you're going, you know, I really can't pull in a publicist. You know, I really can't get a PR team. You know, I'm stuck. No, you're not stuck. You know, I mean, you have guides and angels and deceased loved ones around you who are sort of nudging you and giving you information. Maybe you should listen, because it's you know, it's just like anything else. You can learn how to, you know, change your own oil. You can learn how to clean your gutters or you know, fix a sprinkler. Yes, I can actually learn how to get my own message out there to the media. It's not impossible. Yes, it would be great to have professionals do it while I do another part of the job or something else. But in the meantime, until I got my capital together, what should I do first? Well, you know, you got to realize inside that you have something that needs to get out there. Should we maybe pick on an author? Maybe that could be the way to go. You know, and I just finished a book, and I self-published it, and it's about veterinarian care in America today. Because I'm a veterinarian, and I really feel that what I've wrote and written, I think it's great, and I love all my chapters, and I've been doing this for a while, and I think I could really help folks. Well, then you sort of say, okay, let me take a look at that. And then you say, well, how do I contact the media? Well, the media likes to be contacted very easily with sort of a one-page, which they call a press release.
Right.
And is the press release dead? No, the press release is far from dead. And you would email them into a press release. Well, a couple of things. How do I get their email and what's on the press release? Well, instead of me talking about what's on a press release, you could always Google writing a press release and look at different samples that come up, because as you and I know, I mean, you're going to find so much there about a press release. There's a lot of information. I would keep that as one page. And then I would have fun with my headline, just like anything else. You know, you look at your USA Today's or some of your HuffPost, and just sort of, oh, wow, they have sort of a headline that will sort of grab you a little bit of open the trench coat, close up, wow, you know, so a little catchy headline, then a little something below that. And then you'll learn as you look at the press release websites, it's going to be pretty much to the point what it is, what you have to offer. And then it'll be contact information and a little bit about yourself, a little mini bio. And then you say, well, geez, now I got this press release that I just written, and I follow all the rules. It's kind of fun. And it sort of says it all in this one page instead of a catchy headline and contact information. Well, now you start Googling, let's just say I live in Cleveland, Ohio. All right, so now I want to hit local, and I would like to regional, and I'd even like to go national. Go national.
Right.
Well, first of all, I would always sort of start locally, because also, too, if I'm a veterinarian, it would also get me some more business, too. So I could Google my local newspapers, find out what's local. Do we have any weeklies? Do we have any mommy bloggers? Is there any pet clubs? And I can go right down that list. People who would sort of look at my press release, local morning shows. I mean, Cleveland, knowing off the top of my head, because we do work in Cleveland, there's three morning shows that I would, you could find very easily by going to Google and saying, morning TV talk shows in Cleveland.
So let me ask you a question. Oh. What cities are you in? So you're in Cleveland, obviously, correct?
We're bi-coastal. I mean, right now we do, you know, we're an 8-member team. We do a lot of national campaigns. That's pretty much our game. Not that we don't do regional or just L.A. or just New York, but you know, we have clients across the country, and you know, they have messages that they would like to get out to the media. So,
right. How long does somebody work with you, or how does that work?
Well, you know, it's just like anything else. I mean, there are still people, Kim and Matt, who sort of get off the bus from an old sort of way back when. They come off the bus from Omaha, and they think they're going to get a movie with Meryl Streep the next week. You know, they're sort of, they're really not.
Kind of like come out to Beverly Hills kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
right. I know
or to New York, right?
And they I'm going to be on Broadway next Tuesday.
Right.
That can happen. Usually, the odds are really, really against you. Like anything else, so answer your question quickly. You don't really know how long it's going to take, but you do need to start someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a decent professional publicist, or especially if they're bi-coastal. They can work your big media capitals quick for you, and you can start getting radio and television, especially if you got something that really needs to get out there. Because a publicist should always remember, which is I'm really talking to myself, is you're only as good as the horse you ride.
Mm.
When you start thinking, oh, I'm so bad, man, I'm a publicity firm, we're like, wow, we're like nasty. Well, then your ego's talking. Your client comes to you, and all of a sudden there's a real nice, because we do our gratitude list every day. We stand up, we say, please, thank you. We meditate on clients. We ask people to call us who needs to get out there, because that's what we're all about. We're PR with a conscience. But to answer your question.
I love that. I really do. I've always been, we talked years and years and years ago. And I think that that's so cool. I mean, you kind of talk my language, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Living that positive life.
For our language. The windows are opening up for living on the brighter side.
I agree.
All kinds of things that are going on. With the explosion of the internet, there are so many more shows like a HuffPost Live. Let me Skype you in. Or Urban Monk. What a cool show that guy has. I mean, there's so many shows like that where they're Skyping, and it looks really professional. They got it down. It's a nice little set. So there's a lot more than they used to be. And the best thing about PR nowadays, which we didn't have 2 years ago behind that, is that all of a sudden this thing called social media and the internet and email, that sort of took over, especially the last 24 months, 36 months. So when you do a show now, you're on, let's just say, Dr. Oz or The View or something like that.
Right.
You can now take that clip, which you own, and you can go buy the clip anywhere from any clipping service. And now you have that clip. And for those who do have social media, which you better have social media or else get out of the game.
Exactly.
You now start shooting that out on your social media.
And that just takes you to the next place.
In the old days, you only had one way to look at it. Well, now I'm going to keep showing it to you. And every 4 months, I keep showing it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of talking about what I ate or my new trip and my air balloon and my new radio show with Matt, I now say, hey, did you guys see me in here with Larry King talking about my radio show?
That's awesome.
Oh.
That's awesome.
And then they multiply it, then they send it out to folks, and they have all these evangelists for you.
And then other people go, wait, we need to get her on because...
So media is really bigger than it used to be. It's actually doubled because of the social media stuff. You can sort of keep reusing it and reusing it and reusing it. So people like someone who did your show, right? Let's just say someone did you, but you have terrific guests. Mae McCarthy, oh my God, did you have a great interview with her?
Oh, she was amazing,
She was great.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God, I mean, I tell you, Mae McCarthy is probably, not only is she a multi-millionaire, and the most amazing angel entrepreneurial, serial entrepreneurial, guest speaker, what she buys and sells, but she does it with her intuition.
Right, I love that.
Unbelievable, and then anything, she gives so much to people, it's ridiculous, and I think that, it's like that old saying, what you give, what you get is what you give.
I so agree. That is, this has been an amazing year for me to really give back to my nonprofits. And I can't tell you how great it feels to be able to be a part of so many amazing events and profits, nonprofits, other people helping people that need help.
There you go. So when you get your press release done, you can now look up national talk shows, national morning shows. And they give you a list of them. Then you got to do some homework. You got to go on the sites, and they can tell you, oh, here's a number. Okay, you can actually call. Oh, I can either call up somebody, or they even have usually they have something for anyone who wants to submit a segment idea, do it here. Oh, okay, great. So you could do it that way. If the information isn't clear, call the main number. Hi, my name is Steve Pagano, and I'm here in Cleveland. Is there someone I should send information to? Yes, Tommy Watson does the booking. Send it to T. Watson@Tommy.com. Okay, thank you. So now you got the email.
Right.
And now you can send your release in. And you really can't do too much more than that. You may try to call Tommy 2 weeks later if he hasn't heard from you, and if you haven't heard from him.
Right.
And I wouldn't even mind resending it another time with a different subject line.
Hmm.
You know.
And interesting.
It's very possible. This is what they receive all the time. Send them something professional. Send them a professional one page with a nice headline talking about what you do and some of the interesting things.
Right.
And in why it's interesting and how to get the book or whatever it may be, and a little bio about you and contact information.
I love it. You make it sound so easy, Steve.
Well, what happens is, you know, it's just like controlling your controllables. Mm. If you can just do all the right steps and you do it frequently, it's always numbers. If I send out 100 balloons now, because we're organized, I'm always going to get a percentage of them. And if I continue to send 100, and I continue to send 100, and I continue to send 100, we're constantly getting hit.
I love that. I love that. You know, I mean, because what do they say? It takes 10 no's before you can get one yes. So never give up.
Never give up. And if you don't get your first hit, you keep going and you keep going. And like anything else, you can change your own oil and tune your own car. But someday you may say, look, I just really want to be a driver of the car. I'll let somebody else tune it. And that's why you look around for a publicist who's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you're not, and don't even call me. I'm not trying to get business here, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're into, like, food and you do want to get a publicist, don't get a publicist that works on movie stars or works in boating. Get a publicity firm that works with food and restaurants.
Oh, right. Go with what they're made for.
Yeah, because there are PR firms that do what you do, and they promote what you do, and they swim in those waters that you would like to be swimming in.
I love it. You make much sense.
Every avenue, Steve, has a sales pitch to it, believe it or not. No
Amen.
Matter which direction you take with anything, it's relative to some sort of sales.
Yeah.
You know, even in marketing and what we do with posting things on Instagram. We try to do it every other day, but if we fall back a few days because we're busy, you know, it's like you're saying, it's a total numbers game. I can't agree any more than what you're saying.
There you go. And you keep going. You get up every day, you do your basics, you see the light, you know, you live on that bright side, and you keep going and you keep moving, and you ask for guidance, and then also see it, as Mae McCarthy would say, see it. You know, keep seeing it. And like Matt said, you got to get up and you got to do the Instagram. You got to put your shoulder to the wheel and you got to push and you got to go.
Yeah.
And if it's really, really hard and you're finding a lot of obstacles, then I'd stop.
That is so true. I love that. But, you know, I want to say there is that, you know, it's like it's right around the corner. Why give up? Right?
That's what my wife said to me 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. So there's a couple things you got to look at, because so many times you give up just before it's done. What's that? Think and Grow Rich, right? And, And so then the next person goes, oh, what was he thinking? I picked this up and take right on over it.
Kim, Steve, you both would agree, though. The biggest challenge, too, is content. You know, you sometimes run out of ideas. How much content can you have building every day for these Facebook and Instagram channels to present to your followers and supporters? It's that day, I wake up in the morning. All right, what do we post today?
You know, it's not a bad idea, too, Matt, is a lot of people think that I got to come up with something original for their site, for their social media site of some kind. You know, some of the most effective ones, and I do believe they are the most effective, sort of, you know, grab stories, aggregate from other places. You know, sort of something you like, that would be sort of Kim Pagano-like, that she would see someplace else, and there's just so much stuff to grab from. But I can keep sending them, because that's really sort of my vibe, too. Oh, that's another vibe of mine. And that's another vibe of mine.
Right.
So you can aggregate from everywhere and continue to post, because it doesn't look like then it's just Vanity Press. Oh, this is the Kim Pagano. Oh, my gosh. Come on, Kim.
Right.
Give me something else, you know. Share with me, because there are a lot of beautiful souls out there. And then people start going, you know, I like her stuff, man, because it's just, I don't know, she has such an eclectic group of ice creams to sample. This must be Baskin and Robbins, 31 flavors.
There you go.
Definitely.
There you go. I love it. And it is. It's people want to know kind of your taste, your thought, your ideas, and they want to be a part of it.
They do. Lifestyle.
I would repeat, just like anything else, how do I learn my multiplication tables and addition? Repeat. Repeat. You know, you cannot affirm to somebody something beautiful like, you know, living on the living your life on the brighter side. You can't say that enough.
I know. I have to tell you, you know what? It's been in my heart, and I it's never changed. So I love it. It's been my calling, and I'm so excited to continue to share that. So I can't wait to work with you, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, we have to all work together. I really
hey, if there's room
really
on that
like
hot
it.
Air balloon, Matt, you know.
You, right? I'll provide the coffee, and you fly it. How about that? You're the, you lead
just
the way.
The three of us.
There you go. You know, there you go. I love it. I love it. Steve, always a pleasure to talk with you. Love your energy. And thank you so much for being a guest here on my show. And please share my show and my podcast with all of your
Absolutely.
Amazing people out there. And I look forward to talking with you. Happy New Year. All right. Talk
we'll
to you soon.
We'll be in touch. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Leslie Shore.
Coffee break.
Coffee break. There you go. Coffee break. And, of course, that's Gear Grinders Coffee. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Woohoo.
Studio Channel Islands Arts Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Arts Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And, you know, I'm just going to throw something out there. The happiest people don't have everything. They might make the best of everything. And that's really what it's about. So are you happy with your life? I always say, reflect on the things that are working and change the things that aren't. And Matt, do you reflect on, how do you do? Are you a goal setter? Are you, what do you do to start your day?
Goals, I try to write my goals down as much as I can, because a lot of us, what we do is we set goals in our head and not necessarily do we follow through with them. So I try to at least once a week or at least once every few weeks write a list of 5 to 10 goals. And from there, if I can hit them, great. If not, keep trying.
Right.
But don't give up in the end. It's either with family, business, relationships. I've always been a believer in that. Now the time that you stop trying and working on your goals is the time that you have to reassess, look back and say, hey, it's time to do some change for yourself.
Good for you. There you go. All right. Tom, how do you do? How do you do it?
Every morning at about 2:45, I start what my goal is for that day.
For just the
just
day.
Just the day. I've got to look further ahead because I look to the 4 hours in the morning and then I fall down in a little position in the corner.
Tom, shouldn't you be sleeping at 2:45 a.m.?
Right now, I could have a Guinness right now because this is happy hour for me.
I got one for you. Kim, can you give me that Guinness?
Okay,
yeah,
there you
that
go.
That would be wonderful. And your coffee was outstanding.
Hey, thanks, pal.
And I got to ask a quick question.
Absolutely.
Is putting cream in your coffee a sin?
Oh, God, thanks,
hey,
Tom.
You know how you should look at it?
Thanks, Tom.
Kim and I spoke about this yesterday.
Yes, we did.
When you go and eat sushi, and the sushi chef tells you, no wasabi.
That's right.
No soy sauce.
I know.
It's the same thing. We try to turn cream and sugar drinkers into black coffee drinkers.
Into real coffee drinkers. Exactly. Just like a lime and bad beer, they have to put that in. Okay, I'm done.
I know. Thanks,
so that good old Band-Aid.
No, I already, it's funny. When I met him, we were at a couple of events together, and I'm like, okay, did you have any cream? He's like, you don't need cream. I'm like, okay, you remind me of the sushi guy because, but it is. You can taste
it's
the
robust.
Flavor. Yes, the flavor.
When I make my U-Ban, I put a lot of, because I might as well just have a no dose.
Right.
Right.
But when you have great coffee like this,
no,
it's the coffee.
Yeah. And you
exactly.
do the whole grinding of the whole, yeah, right?
I yeah. Mean, we it's all the steps, from the farm to the cup. It kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah. I love it.
No
love
cream,
it.
No sugar when you
I
drink
know, I know.
Our coffee.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you again for the coffee.
Absolutely.
And our next guest, Leslie Shore. And of course, we're going to be talking about her book, Listen to Succeed. Leslie, welcome, and how are you, and Happy New Year.
Hi, Leslie.
Good afternoon, or is it morning still here? I'm not
morning.
Sure.
it's morning here. Okay, we're getting on our day, and of course, we're in our second show, and we're so glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a person who was very lucky. I'm an Easterner. And I grew up in Boston, and I had a grandmother and a pair of parents who were superb listeners, and that's how I got into writing the book and creating the listening assessment and just really getting into communications as what my life was going to be about.
Wow. And when you say listening, what do you mean by, were you the talker or were you the listener at that time?
Wow. I was both.
Okay.
My parents and my grandmother were really good role models.
Okay.
They role modeled what great listening was, and I received such affirmation, and my self-esteem never wavered in the face of the fact that I was being listened to really effectively, because honestly, that's what we really need as human beings, is to be heard. And I got that really young.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Because I was saying that my younger son sometimes says, Mom, you're not listening. And I think I am listening, but I don't always say the right answers.
My question is, are you doing anything else at the same time?
No, I'm really, I think I'm like looking in his eyes, listening, but.
Okay. So if that's happening, Kim, then kind of make sure that you guys are off to the side and no one can interrupt.
Okay.
And that you can do that locking of eyes, which is awesome. And if he still says that, I think it's kind of, well, okay, I really am trying to listen. What is it that you're trying to make clear to me? Let's try it again because I really want to get what you're saying.
Right, right. So let me ask you a question. Is this your first book, too?
Say that again, please.
Is this your first book?
This is in the book. All of it's in the book.
No, but do you just have one book?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I have just the one, and I'm working on a second, which will be called the Field Guide to Communication, and then I'm also thinking about a third one called Spiritual Listening.
Wow, that's great. So let me ask you, I know that we've got a couple topics here. Don't respond to a post or comment out of emotion. Talk to us about that.
When we talk about social media, one of the things that we do not have yet is a set of guidelines in terms of how to deal with social media. It is so immediate and so instantaneous that when you get a post or when you get a tweet, you can respond quickly. That doesn't mean that you should. It's really a good time to take time to think and reflect and then only respond if it's worthwhile. You don't want to respond to things that are emotional to begin with unless it's really happy. Because one of the things that happens is we flame the embers and it turns into a firefight instead of letting those embers die, because sometimes it's just best not to post.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard, especially with social media now, Leslie. It's, you know, to not respond out of emotion to a comment that may not reflect directly on that individual. And to stop and think about what you may write prior to posting that actually the world can see. It's something that's very difficult, and I come across that even, you know, as on my own, almost on a weekly basis.
Well, it's interesting because the other day my husband is not on Facebook, and he saw something, and one of his friends had, I don't know, his dogs with him at a restaurant or something like that, and he went, "Are you kidding?" You know, and I go, "Honey, that's public," and he was like, "Yeah," and I go, I don't think you want to say that because people will take it out of context. It won't be the same as a joke. Do you know what I'm saying? And so I always go, let me filter this for a second, because being in the media, oh my gosh, people like
it's out there.
Yeah. And then you can't take it back.
You can't take it back. Even when you delete it, you'll have friends reach out. Oh, did you see that comment? Wait, the comment was deleted, I thought.
Exactly.
They see it so fast.
It's, yeah.
And not only do they see it quickly, but they may decide to tweet that comment.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And then it goes viral.
They make a judgment over and an opinion over that comment. Oh. That's when I first met my wife, too. She loved me the most because
the most.
Do you like that? I emphasize the most. When we first met, I didn't have social media. I deleted my Facebook for 7-8 months. She used to share with all of her friends and family that Matt doesn't have social media. You know, it helps that beginning stages of the relationship.
Right, right. I love that. But anyways, okay, so tell us about, remember who your friends are. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that I think is really interesting, Kim, is that when we are so deep into social media, we think that we can share all the important stuff. And sharing important stuff is really wonderful. But if your family and your best friends, I mean, we're talking really best friends, not Facebook friends.
Right.
Find out at the same time as everybody else that you just got engaged.
Yes.
So
you know,
not cool.
And I have to be honest with you. I also do hair. I'm a hair therapist. And I have heard so many of my clients, because, you know, they tell their emotions and their, you know, thing. They're like, I'm not on there anymore. And I'm like, really? Why? You know, one, people are like, you know, I don't care if they have, you know, cookies and they're baking, you know what I mean? That kind of thing, the everyday little things. But the biggest thing I hear is I didn't really want to find out that my son or my daughter were engaged on Facebook, you know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even, you know, but that's what's happening. And so I totally agree with you on that.
And part of this, I think, is that when we're talking about the newest generation, mm-hmm. they've had this ability pretty much since the first time they got a cell phone.
Right.
And for them, this is natural.
Yes.
And because there hasn't been any education around it or social graces, rules applied, this is something that they will have to learn.
Right.
Otherwise, they will have friends, real friends, say, hey, man, it's obvious you don't value me because I'm finding out after everybody else.
Wow, I love that.
Definitely.
I love that. Now, so it's really about keeping your personal conversations personal.
Part of this is living your life out loud is one. Airing your dirty laundry in public is completely different. Don't think that when you post something, no one's going to see it because obviously you're posting it. Everyone in your circle is going to see it.
And their circle, and their circle, and their circle. And you know what's funny is when you really want somebody to see something, sometimes they don't. But when you don't want them, let me tell you, they all see it, you know? So,
absolutely.
Which is going to lead me into another thing. Tom, should we take a really quick break? Yeah. You know what? Leslie, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Just a quick coffee break.
Another coffee break. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
another cup down.
There you go. All right. Stay with us. Of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Theater Company celebrates Black History Month with the West Coast premiere of The Devil's Music, The Life and Blues of Bessie Smith, starring singer and actress Misha Braden of the original off-Broadway production. Set in 1937 in Memphis, Bessie and her musicians have been turned away from performing at a whites-only theater. Finding a hospitable gin joint, Bessie recounts her incredible journey from an impoverished childhood in Chattanooga to her fortuitous rise as a show-stopping singer. Get your tickets now for this incredible show at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura, now playing Wednesdays through Sundays through March 12th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to rubicontheater.org.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved, be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I just want to take a moment, a gratitude to really talk to all my listeners out there. I thank you so much for being with me here in the year of 2016 and so many years ahead of behind us that we've been together. I want to hear from all of you. I wish you all a happy and a healthy new year. And thank you for all your calls, all your support, all of everything that you've given me to be able to do these shows. It's been my gift to give it back to you and to bring all these amazing guests on my show. I hope that to continue this on for many years and to grow my show to the next level. And I'd love to hear from all of you. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you are not one to phone call, send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com or go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com. I'd love to give something away as we always do, and I'm going to throw all of our gifts on the table here. We've got LA Zoo lights and nightly admission to the LA Zoo, and of course, it's really only an hour away, but we'd love to share those with you. We've got Canego Player Theater, and we'd love to share those with you tickets. Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes, and of course, it's going on all the way until the end of January. And then we've got Famous Dave's, and we've got so many other things, but if you didn't hear something that you would want, please call in anyways. We'd love to share. We've got lots of things that we've got that we're involved in, and we'd love to share them with you. So again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so grateful that you're here starting your day in a positive way. And of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Leslie Shore, and we're talking about Listen to Succeed. Leslie, thank you so much for staying with us. You know, we were talking about all the different personal conversations that we have on the internet or really out loud. And, you know, so many of us don't really think about our public reputations. What's your thought on that?
Well, I think this is what one of the biggest issues that we have with social media right now is that because it's instantaneous, because you can post anytime you want to, whether you are 100% sober or not.
Correct.
We have situations, or angry or not, we have situations where we do have a tendency not to think about how is this going to be received. We know how it feels for us to write it and post it, but how is it going to be received? And have we made good word choices? Will it be received as sarcastic? Will a particular word be thought of as negative when you didn't mean it that way? And all of a sudden, your reputation is being assailed, and you don't even know it because of how it's being received.
Wow, I you're absolutely right. You know, there's interesting. It's funny because if you wake up in the middle of the night, and I know like Tom's always awake, it feels like, you know, but if you wake up in the middle of the night and you check your phone and you put a post at like 4 o'clock in the morning, people are like, are you kidding me? She doesn't ever sleep. What she do? You know what I mean? It could be totally misconstrued. And so there's things that you need to think about like that, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I think part of this whole thing is, what are you sending? When are you sending it? To whom are you sending it? There are so many different aspects of using social media, and all of them mean something. If you're up at 4 a.m. posting something, I'm not sure, unless it's the person who was up at 2:45 this morning, that you're clear enough to actually do a post that makes sense.
Right. Right. And that is true, too. Not even to mention what you're writing, correct? Right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you know, I have to, and then I'm going to kind of flip to the brighter side. I always look at the brighter side is there is one thing that is really cool about the internet or the, you know, Facebook or all the places when, you know, it's such a great way to keep in touch and stay connected to so many people.
Yeah.
I just had a birthday, okay? And I have to tell you, I didn't even mention this, but I am so blessed. I had over 600 posts on my birthday of, you know, people saying happy birthday. And my husband's like, do you know all those people? And I went through there, and I do. I mean, you know, there's people, yes, maybe you've met them a couple times or that kind of thing, but how cool is that? Or to be able to say, oh my God, when you see them, I'm like, oh, you had a great trip. And, you know, so there are really good things about it. It's just, we don't have a lot of barriers or boundaries on it.
Well, Kim, you're also very well loved.
Well, thank you.
You're just one of those social butterflies that's willing to help everybody. When I first met you at that event several months back, I said, wow. You know, she's such a sweetheart. She reminds me almost just like my own mother.
Well, thank you.
But also a friend at the same time.
Well, thanks. And then that's really it, is I really believe that we all are like angels, messengers, you know, and that's what, you know, and there's people that I feel like there's different seasons and reasons for friends, and that's where we go. And that's what, you know, people have helped me along my journey, and I want to help them along their journey.
Having a big heart is a good thing.
Well, thank
you.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me, Matt. Thank you. Now, what about, I love how you call this Bragasaurus. I love the name right there, Bragasaurus.
Well, if you think about it, the people who, if we meet face-to-face, just constantly are talking about themselves, what they did, what trip they went on, how their kids are doing, grandkids are doing, you know, even me doing this list is already making you want me to stop.
Right.
So that person now has the whole world they can do that to with social media.
Yeah.
And what happens is we find out which donut they ate this morning, which blend of coffee, what they ate at Panera Bread. I mean, we can go through the whole day. And you don't even need, a stalker doesn't even need to physically follow you anymore. They just watch what you're posting. And what happens is when you're posting and your friends are getting these things every 10 or 15 minutes, they begin to think, I'm not all that interested in everything this person is doing. And you may be unfollowed. Not unliked, but you may be unfollowed.
Oh, I love that. Unfollowed, not unliked. Okay, that's very cool. You're absolutely right. To all of these things, you know, we really just need to take an account of what kind of reputation are you building for yourself?
Right.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and I think because this technology and all of these platforms literally grew up so quickly, especially in the last 5 years or so,
right?
We do not have any
filters.
Accepted rules.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know who honestly hurts the worst? I have to say, and we were talking to Brian on our show before you, is our children.
Yes.
I have to be honest with you, with the sex texting and the inappropriate or the, you know what I mean, there's no filters. And as parents, it happened so fast that we weren't even able to teach them.
And now the most important thing, Kim, is to sit them down, even though they may be teenagers at this point, and actually have a straight conversation with them and asking them how they feel and seeing whether or not there is a bully contingent that they are dealing with.
Yeah.
But you're so right. Parents and the school really have to start looking at social media because of its immediacy and because of the fact that when you post something of a bullying nature, it goes out to a lot of people.
Yeah.
How do we deal with it?
I totally agree. And you know what's interesting is where my kids went to school, I was very in on the decisions of making it a network or a computer school, bringing in the internet, bringing
technology.
A technology school. I was very much in on it. And but again, with that, there's so many things that could be dangerous. And so we brought in a lot of help with that. But I really think, like you said, we've grown so fast and we need to be careful. Not only our parents, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, disruption with relationships, marriages. I mean, it's a whole nother. I mean, I'd love to have you back because there's so many things that we can talk about with this. Because, you know, what happens when you have an old, you know, high school and now you're married and you have kids and then, you know, there's just... Boundaries is what we need
it's
in
the
our
toughest,
life.
Toughest part with social media.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing, but oh my gosh, it's dangerous.
Absolutely.
Leslie, where do we find your book? And again, thank you.
First of all, you're welcome. And listentosucceed.com. You can find the book and the listening assessment profile that helps you actually figure out what your specific barriers are to listening. And the book also is available at Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble.
Great.
Thank you so much, Leslie,
for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud.